Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Today we have an exciting show. We are going to be talking about some viewer questions and listener questions that we've received this week. Some of them are kind of crazy, and some of them are probably things you are experiencing yourself. So, let's start with a viewer question. Who has multiple dog households? And this lady has a lab mix who's about 100 pounds. She has a 9-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, and a Chihuahua. And when the dogs get all excited and the doorbell rings, guess what happens? The big dog goes after the little dog. Well, this is actually very, very common. And the reason it's so common is that a lot of people out there have multiple dogs of multiple sizes. Well, the Jack Russell, who is 9 years old, is actually a really good dog. Most of the time when we hear Jack Russells, we tend to think of a very high-energy dog, but this one is the eldest of the three dogs. The lab mix is a rescue. That's the newest one. And the lab mix is the one who is doing the damage because he's 100 pounds, and the Chihuahua is about 10 pounds, and the Jack Russell is about 12 pounds. But we all know what really happened. The Jack Russell stays out of it. But the Chihuahua, when the doorbell rings, he's out of control. He's barking. He's creating chaos. And he's creating excitement. And excitement of any sort can lead to behaviors that are dominant. And dominant behaviors can then lead to behaviors that are aggressive. Now, in this case, the dog, that's the large dog, isn't doing a lot of damage. It's not doing puncture wounds, but it's very close at that point right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the listeners email in at info@unitedk9professionals.com, info@unitedk9professionals.com. And if you have the appropriate answer, the right way, or a great way to do it, we're going to send you a free ebook of my latest book on dog behavior. So stay tuned. All right, here's what happens. We have the three dogs. The doorbell rings loudly. The family, oh my gosh, get the dog. Go get the dog. Oh no, Oh no, look, she's doing it again. Instead of there just walking up calmly and answering the door and forgetting that they even have dogs, the family is creating a lot of excitement. So here's your question, folks. You figure out which dog is the one who's starting it and what the people should be doing to correct this behavior. So the doorbell rings, the Chihuahua goes crazy, the lab mix comes up and bites the Chihuahua. So we want you to send in your questions to info@unitedcanineprofessionals.com, and we will have a winner, at least one, and then next week we will go over the answer like a gigantic crossword puzzle for all the rest of us. Okay, there's your listener question today. Now, guess what we're going to work on today? We're going to talk about canine behavior. We're going to talk about why your dog is doing what he's doing. Why does your dog bark incessantly? Why does he urinate in the house? Why does he have accidents? How can he walk outside, run and play for an hour, and come back in and pee on your rug? Did he really have to pee on your rug? Well, of course not. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason for behavioral issues. You see, the thing is, folks, that dogs are dogs. They're not little people. Even though we treat them like people and we love them and we do all the things we enjoy, they're still dogs. And dogs think like dogs because they're dogs. In the new book that I wrote about canine behavior, you're going to learn, and it's an e-book, so we're definitely going to be hoping that everyone picks up a copy, and you can use it on your Kindle or on your computer. But it's a very short book because dogs are very simple. Dogs in the wild do not go and find a box of cookies, and the pack leader doesn't walk to the rest of the pack and say, all right, everyone, give me your paw, sit, lie down, okay, here's a cookie. Dogs in the wild go out for a walk, and they don't just go for a walk, they go for a hunt. So the basic premise of what we do when we're going out for a walk with our dog is to go find food. We're hunting. That's why you beagle owners and hound owners, you know that your dog puts his nose straight to the ground and starts tracking and smells and actually pulls you along behind him. I always say your dog is your ski boat or your jet ski, and you're the one, the skier, behind your dog. I call that leash skiing because you're skiing behind your dog. Well, if your dog is out ahead when he's walking, well, obviously, he must be the leader because whoever is in front is the leader and whoever is following is the follower. And there can be many, many leaders in a pack, and there can be many, many followers in the pack, but all the leaders are human. And all the followers are dogs. And as long as we understand that dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs, if you think like a dog, think like a dog. And you will understand why your dog is doing what your dog's doing. It's not hard. Not hard at all. It's very simple. It's just that we as humans complicate the issue. And we try to put more onto it than it really is. So what I'm looking for today is for people who are going to be going back, taking this knowledge that you're going to be learning today and in all the other shows, and put that to use when you go home. So when you go out and you're walking with your dog, you're taking him out for a nice long stroll, and he's out ahead and he's pulling ahead of you, and all of a sudden you notice that, wow, he's about at the end of the leash. And now, look, there's another dog, or there's a squirrel, or there's a piece of rancid food on the floor. You guys are going to have to be able to see, is it the dog being your leader, or is it you being your dog's leader? So, when you're walking your dog, go somewhere. There's a sale on Fendi bags. There's a sale on golf clubs. There's a sale on big screen TVs at the end of your block. Go somewhere. Walk with purpose. Because purpose is the main thing that dogs look to for us, for leadership. We are their provider. We are their protector. And we take care of them. And if we don't do that job, then they'll look to do that job. So stay tuned for the next segment of For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. We're going to continue on from the previous segment talking about the walk. One of the most common and simplest things to fix in a dog is when the dog is walking us. Well, if our dog is walking us, which means he's out ahead and he stops at every tree and he puts a little tiny drop of urine on every single tree, or even females who do the same thing, female dogs who are dominant will do the same thing as male dogs who are dominant. I actually had a client who had an adorable little Boston Terrier, little female, very, very dominant. She would actually stand like a handstand on her front leg and urinate on the wall, on the husband's pillow, and in the husband's shoe. But she would actually stand up, and I watched her do this. It was amazing. It was very funny, but not funny when, you know, you have dog pee all over your business clothing. So dominance is not always something that is exclusive to a male. Females can also be dominant, especially certain breeds. So going back to the walk, when you're walking, the dog should not be ahead of you. It should be beside you or behind you. Now, if you're walking, focusing on your dog with the constant checking of the leash, heel, 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 cookie, 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 that's great for obedience. And I have a bunch of my dogs have, a lot of them have agility titles, many confirmation championships, grand championships, and also a couple of rally obedience titles. But I don't talk to my dogs. My dogs naturally follow me because I'm going somewhere. I'm doing something. Kind of like when we were kids and we'd be home with mom all the time. And then our dad would get up and they would start walking towards the front door. And we'd say, Daddy, wait, I want to go with you. Well, honey, I'm only going to the bakery. Yeah, but can I go? Because dad was going somewhere. If we move, if we go somewhere, our dogs will want to follow us. But the funniest thing is, if you think of a dog who is ahead of you and you're watching behind him, well, the view is always the same if you're not the leader, right? So if you're following you're always going to see the back end of your dog. What you want to do is be going somewhere and doing something. So don't think of the dog as, oh, I'm walking the dog. I'm going to take the dog out. Think of, I'm going out for a walk, and, oh, I'm going to take the dog with me. He's going to be with me. Not that I'm taking him for a walk. I'm going for a walk, and I'm going shopping. I'm going to look at the new lawn ornaments. I'm going to look at the Christmas displays. I'm looking at the Halloween displays. I'm looking at the neighbor down the street. I'm saying hello to someone who lives around the block. Go somewhere, because if you're not going somewhere, how do you expect your dog to follow? That's like stopping and facing your dog and then saying, come on, come on, let's go, come on. And the dog is looking at you like, you're looking at me. You're not going anywhere. So I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, because it's like in the Superman movie where Lois Lane was plummeting from the building and Superman swooped up from behind and underneath and grabbed her out of thin air. And he says, don't worry, I've got you. And she looks at him and she says, you've got me. Who's got you? And I always think of that with people walking their dog, because that's exactly what you're doing. You are looking at the dog. Well, how can you provide and protect? How can you protect the dog? How can you protect your child if you're staring at your child? Think of the movie The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston, the late, great Whitney Houston. Think about that movie. And certainly Kevin Costner in the movie adored Whitney Houston, but his job was to protect her life, provide and protect. So Kevin Costner didn't stare at Whitney Houston all the time. That wasn't his job. His job was to protect her. So he would stand either to the side or in front of her, and he would watch all around her, but he really wouldn't watch her. He would watch the surroundings. Now get that vision in your head for a moment and imagine your dog is walking ahead of you. He is doing the protecting. He is going through the door first. He's going through the narrow passageway first. He's going through the gate first. He's meeting people first. He's meeting dogs first. He's got the fresh scent trail because he's ahead of you. That's why you have a leader, because whoever has the best nose and whoever is the most dominant and the most bold is the one who will be in front. And you can imagine if you were someone's bodyguard and you stood and stared at them. Well, how are you going to protect anybody if you're looking at them? So when you're looking at your dog and focusing on your dog, all you're doing is showing your dog that he's in charge, because you are waiting to see what your dog does instead of letting him worry about where you are. I hope that makes sense to everybody, because if you think like a dog, this is going to be so easy. You will have a perfect walk. It's not the gimmick or the gizmo or the gadget that your dog wears that makes him go forward or makes him not go forward. It's your energy. I can't tell you how many times I've had a big, strong, 200-300-pound, huge guy, muscle guy, with a big Rottweiler or a Mastiff or an English Mastiff, two of them I did, 250 pounds and 220 pounds that I rehabilitated that were attacking each other viciously. And when we were out on the walk, the basics were that the dog was the more dominant dog, that he was actually out there and he was trying to do the providing and protecting. They had a choke collar. They had a sharpened prong collar. They had all kinds of harnesses and different gadgets. And don't get me started on harnesses, because they present their own problem with many dogs. But it's not the gadget you have on the dog. If you are thinking that much about your dog, then you're not going anywhere. Go somewhere. Go for a walk. Go around the block. Go to the end of the block. Go to see the neighbor. Go window shopping in a town nearby. But do something other than stare at your dog. So when you're working and you're walking and you are actually going somewhere, even with a little slip lead like you get at your veterinarian's office, you will see that your dog will happily follow behind you like a puppy dog. So, if you have any questions, look at your dog, put him on your cell phone, put it up in the air, but walk towards something else. Because if you're staring at your dog, he's becoming your leader. We will be back in a few minutes with For the Love of Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, before we left for the break, we were talking about going somewhere and walking somewhere. Well, we happen to have a wonderful question from a viewer who wants to travel with her dog. And one of the problems is many times dogs don't get along with other dogs or other animals. And when I'm traveling with Wyatt, and we do a lot of traveling with United Canine Professionals and also with Merlin's Kids, where we provide free service dogs for children with autism and other special needs, all free of charge to families, we travel a lot. Matter of fact, in the last 3 years, Wyatt, my 100-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback champion and grand champion and AKC Ace Award winner and all those wonderful things and many more titles, Wyatt has accumulated over 122,000 airline miles at my feet as my service dog. So a lot of times when I'm traveling with Wyatt, I'll actually have people around who are, you know, also having a dog, and sometimes you bump into another service dog in the airport or somewhere else. Well, it's not always a happy thing. When you have your dog and your dog thinks he's the leader, especially if you've got any behavioral issues at home, and now suddenly you're away and you've got the same issues in a new place. So if you have a dog with behavioral issues and you're going to visit with your friend or relative and they have a dog, or if you have the kind of dog who marks territory in other people's homes, pretty simple. All you've got to do is take your dog on either a slip lead or what we call a gentle leader, which is a wonderful little head collar. It's a very simple thing. We use that actually as a uniform for our service dogs so that they kind of like an on-off switch. And what we do is we take the dog. We walk the dog around the perimeter of the new house or the area and put the dog behind us, not even beside us. We put the dog behind us so that the dog walks behind us and we put our scent down on the new territory because we are walking ahead of him. That teaches him that it is our territory. Of course, if dogs in the wild would do that, and if you've ever watched Wyatt, or a nice, stable dog, a very confident, calm kind of a dog who's in charge and has that leadership energy, if you see that dog, you'll notice that dog, he won't urinate on trees. He will just literally walk the perimeter. And that's putting his scent there to say, hey, I'm not taking over, but I'm taking care of everybody in this area. And about a year ago, Wyatt was out with a pack of very out-of-control dogs that were attacking each other. Most of them were females. I believe there might have been one or two males. And the woman who was out there, out in the Midwest, had no control of her dogs. She was completely lost. She had frenetic energy. She had all kinds of health issues and wasn't the most stable person. And Wyatt walked out there without any command from me. He's just a dog, so he knows what to do as a dog. He's a dog. He thinks like a dog. He walked out there, and he literally walked around the perimeter of her yard, and when anything happened, he would trot over to the fence, and he would look across. He wouldn't see anything that looked like food or danger, and he would trot on back, and all the dogs, her dogs that were completely out of control, followed Wyatt back wherever he went. He didn't go out there and start screaming to shut up or be quiet or stop or, you know, some of the profanities that come out of people. And he certainly didn't squirt the dogs with a hose like another gentleman did to make the dogs even more out of control. Wyatt just went out and he showed the dogs that he was in charge because he was the calm, confident leader who would provide for them and protect them. It's very rare for Wyatt to not be accepted into even a really, really unruly pack of dogs. Because Wyatt walks in, he doesn't look at anyone, he just trots on through. And if you watch your dog, you'll see why and how your dog acts. And the fact that your dog is acting in a certain way also shows how much you are in control or not in control. So in the case of the woman who had the pack of dogs that were completely out of control and were attacking each other, and I believe still are to this day, because if we can't change the human, truly change the human, we can't change the dog. So Wyatt walks into a pack. He just walks through them. He doesn't look at them. He doesn't challenge them. But he doesn't run from them. He doesn't cower. And if somebody picks on him, he just keeps walking through. That's what a leader does. He's too busy being a calm, stable leader to be able to fight with another dog. He doesn't want to fight. He's Wyatt. He doesn't do that. But if you look at what we do, we walk into a new pack. We walk into another dog in a home, or we meet another dog on the street. The first thing we do is talk to the people. And we, oh, my dog's not good. Oh, pull him back. We create all that excitement. Why are we doing that? We are creating excitement, and excitement can lead to behaviors that are dominant, like humping, jumping, barking, growling, demanding, bossy behaviors, things like that. And anytime you have a dog who's allowed to exhibit a dominant behavior, you are at risk of that turning into aggression. So very often we are making our own dogs dominant or even aggressive because we don't know how to handle in that moment, how to handle whatever it is that the dog needs in that moment. So the main thing to remember is to be a calm, confident, easygoing leader who is stable, not because you're screaming and yelling and saying, I said so, knock it off, but because you truly are. And your energy will affect your dog's behavior the same way as your dog's energy will affect your behavior. We're going to take a few more calls, a few more questions in a few moments. But one thing I want you to all do, to remember that the calmer you are and the more steady and confident you are in your life as a leader, the more confident and more of a follower your dog will be. You'll be happy. Your dog doesn't want to do this job. Some dogs do. Most dogs don't. Nobody wants to be the president. They like to complain about the president, whoever it is. But nobody wants to be the president. It's too hard of a job. So your dog shouldn't have to worry about being the leader. That should be your job. So we're going to return in a few minutes with another listener question on For the Love of Dog.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. We're going to take a listener question right now. We have a very nice gentleman who is from South Dakota, and he has a Siberian Husky who is 2 years old, was neutered when he was very, very young, and is very fearful. So he would like to know how he can make his dog less fearful. His dog is fearful of new situations, particularly things that have, like he said, he says here, a trash compactor, a ceiling fan, the vacuum cleaner, which is a real common one, and he said even the garbage trucks, not when they're going by, but when they're grinding up the garbage. Well, now think like a dog for a moment. That dog, the young husky, it's a male. He's probably not a particularly dominant dog. And his job should be just to follow his daddy around. It's a cold climate. Sometimes in the winter, it gets very, very cold there. So that's why he got the husky. So what he says is that he would like to take the dog into other places and maybe get the dog certified to be a therapy dog. Well, we have to behaviorally rehabilitate the dog first. You can't just expect the dog to be able to go into any setting when he's in a fear phase, which your dog is clearly not in right now. The young man's name is Eric. So, Eric, I'm going to talk to you. First, before you even go into the thinking of having your dog be a therapy dog, remember that people will make noises and wheels will turn and things will squeak And nurses at a hospital or in a school, people are going to have different noises and things bumping against the dog and things making growly sounds. Well, most of the time, dogs who have issues with vacuum cleaners and garbage trucks and things like that, actually the dogs perceive that sound as another animal growling. I had a client who actually, she had a beautiful kitchen. Her ice maker, every time her ice maker would dump the ice, he was fine, but as soon as it would start refilling the water in the ice cube trays automatically, the dog would go ballistic. And if she were in the kitchen, it would make the dog even worse. So the closer the owner was, the closer and the more intense the behavior was. So, Eric, what you need to do is to take your dog out. I would recommend a gentle leader, which you can purchase almost anywhere. For a husky, if it's a moderate-sized husky, you would need a medium. And make sure that when you put that on, you let the dog have a lot of slack in his leash. It'll take him about 10 minutes to get used to it, kind of like the first time you have a tight clothing on and the waistband of your boxers, and it's a new pair of boxers, and it kind of bothers you a little. So you want to make sure that you're not making that too tight on him. Once he gets used to that, and you can have the part that's up behind the ear should be snug like a watch band without, being too tight, but it should be pretty snug. And then the part that goes over the nose should slide up and down without falling off the end of his nose. And now you're going to go somewhere. You happen to be walking past the garbage truck, or you happen to be vacuuming your house. And if you'd like, you can come to my house and help me vacuum. Although with a husky, I'm sure you've got plenty of things to vacuum. And me with my Ridgebacks, I don't really have much to vacuum. They don't shed much. But take your dog with you. In other words, put the loop of the leash, like a little slip lead, put that onto your end of your wrist, slide that over, and start just walking. Put your hand in your pocket and walk. Go somewhere. Don't stop. Just go. Walk past it. And if you can, don't just go past the garbage truck once. Talk to the guys. Say, hey, how you guys doing? Thanks. Oh, the place looks great. Really appreciate your hard work. Would you like a soda? And address the people so that this way the dog sees that you're not afraid of it and that you're not running from it. Remember, as a leader, you have several different options. You can fight. It's basic animal behavior 101. You can fight. You can run, which is flight. You can avoid, which is something that a lot of people do. Or you can submit. You don't need to do any of those, though, Eric. What you need to do is walk and go somewhere. Walk to the end of the block. If you look at that garbage truck and it doesn't look like food or danger, you need to keep going. Just keep going. When you're vacuuming the house, put the dog on the leash, on the gentle leader, slip your hand through, and then put your hand onto the handle of the vacuum and vacuum your house. Please stop focusing on your dog. You should be focusing on vacuuming up all your dog's hair that's laying all over your floor, making little dust bunnies. That's where your focus should be. So we always hear this at United Canine Professionals. And as a matter of fact, if anybody is located in the Maryland area, I will be with our amazing colleague in Baltimore, Maryland, Becca Steinbach. And if you look at our UnitedK9Professionals.com website, event page, or Facebook friend, UnitedK9Professionals, you will see where we will be. We will actually be available for a few private classes. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have events. And we also have a service dog and therapy dog training class. So if you're in the area, please make sure to come out and see us. We will be with Becca, who hopefully will be a guest on next week's show. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to tell everybody what Eric is going to be doing. Eric, you're going to take the dog out for a walk. As soon as you finish listening to the show, you're going to walk where you would normally walk, go where you'd normally go. Don't look at the dog. Put that gentle leader on as soon as you get it. But even if you don't have the gentle leader, just walk. Go somewhere. Don't focus on what you're doing with the dog. Just go where you want to go. Because if you think like a dog and if you're focused on your dog is going to perceive that he's in charge. And he doesn't want to be the leader. He's a husky. Unless he's a top Iditarod dog, and those dogs tend to be a bit dominant because they do want to go out ahead. They do want to be the lead dog. But just take your dog out and enjoy the beautiful weather. It's about 68 degrees right now, according to my computer, where you are in South Dakota. So just enjoy and go out, take your dog for a walk, stop focusing on him, and enjoy him. Go somewhere and he will go with you instead of you're focusing all the time on what your dog is doing. So please stay tuned because the last segment is going to be awesome. We are going to have a really, really fun thing that we're going to talk about, so do not miss it. And remember also, send in your listener questions to info@unitedk9professionals.com. We will be back in a few minutes, and stay tuned to For the Love of Dog.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, this is going to be our fun listener segment. Today we're going to discuss a few things, kind of silly things that people do. And one of the things is, we find, especially coming into the fall, a lot of people coming back to school like to dress their dogs up. And I always hear that, and the husband usually says, oh, my wife has this little powder puff dog, and, you know, I'm a 6'5" bodybuilder, and I really don't want to walk this little Maltese around. So then on top of it, the wife puts on some pink foo-foo costume and says, oh, that's her coat. She needs to go out because she's shaved down and she's going to be chilly. So you have to go and walk this little powder puff with a little pink sweater. Well, also for you guys, you know, sometimes you guys give each other a hard time, but I'll bet you your wife will stop dressing your dog up in little pink foo-foo costumes when she sees a very pretty young girl come up to you, maybe in her 20s or 30s, and, oh, what a cute little dog. So guys, you didn't hear it from me, but when your wife wants you to take the dog out to the park in a little foo-foo costume, just make sure when you get home, say, oh, it's great, honey. I will be happy to take, you know, Fifi to the dog park anytime. I had like 3 or 4 really cute young girls. They were, oh, you know, in their 20s, 30s, and they were all so interested. They loved her, and they said, they asked me when I'm going to come back with Fifi. She will take that costume off that dog so fast because she's not going to want you to have all these young ladies addressing you because of the dog. I've actually seen, especially in New York City, the big guys who, instead of going and getting a pit bull or a Rottweiler or a Mastiff or an inherently manly man breed, these guys actually are getting little teacup Yorkies, little toy poodles, and the little foo-foo dogs because they are chick magnets. So if you're in the city or if you are in a place and you are a single guy, instead of going and getting a manly man dog, go get a chick magnet. And as a matter of fact, while we're talking about that, there are some amazing dogs in the shelters and rescues around this country. Please, if you're going to look for a dog, please think first about adopting. And after that, then if you can't find what you want, what you're looking for, then, of course, you know, that's your prerogative. And I've been breeding Champion and Grand Champion Rhodesian Ridgebacks for 27 years now. But I always try to get people to rescue dogs first. So what we are going to do is on our website, also wanted to talk about Wise List for a moment. On our website, we are going to have lists of shelters, rescues, dog-friendly hotels, restaurants, groomers, vets, dog daycares, all kinds of pet professionals, pet sitters, dog walkers. Even places to buy dog stuff, whatever it is, whether it's food or clothes or whatever you could possibly need for your dog. And that's on Wyatt's list. Everybody knows Wyatt, and Wyatt has his own 800 number. It's 1-855-HI-WYATT, H-I, the word hi, Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T, 1-855-HI-WYATT. We are starting a contest, and it is going to last from now until, I believe it is till Thanksgiving. And on Thanksgiving, we are going to be launching the new site. This is going to be a directory of pet professionals, of groomers, doggy daycares, anything dog-related, even dog-friendly guest houses. So for those of you who love your dogs, and don't want to leave your dog home, and you want to go hiking and camping and do all these great things with your dog, we are going to have a place for you to recommend the people and places who are exceptional. Now, if you go to the UnitedK9Professionals.com, don't spell the word out, it's United, the letter K, number 9, professionals.com, and if you look on the little tab called Wyatt's List, you can nominate businesses and pet professionals to be listed on Wyatt's List. So this is a big up-and-coming, exciting thing that we're doing in Wyatt's honor. The reason that I even came up with Wyatt's List was a couple of years ago, I was with my good friend, Dr. Temple Brandon, at the Golden Globe Awards in Beverly Hills. And we got hit, and we got in a car accident. And Wyatt went flying from the back of my car, the rented car, all the way to the back of the front seat. And I was very, very worried about him. It was 11 o'clock at night. We had just come home from the HBO movie, the HBO party. And I was alone, and I had no idea how to help him. Fortunately, we found a vet, but it took me hours and hours to find a place. Well, you'll be able to actually go on to Wyatt's List or call 855-HI-WYATT, and you'll say, you know, dial the number and, "Hi, Wyatt, I need help. My dog is sick." And we'll ask you where you're located, and we will help you to locate an emergency room, and we'll even call up and tell them to expect you. We'll guide you in to that vet so that you can save your dog, hopefully. And we'll also have listings, and you can't just get on there. You can't come on to Wyatt's List unless you absolutely have a minimum of 5 referrals, 5 recommendations from clients. So you can refer your favorite pet professionals to Wyatt's List. Very, very exciting. The website is up, and it's going to be a very, very exciting time. So bear in mind that we've got Wyatt's List coming up soon. And we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's go over our tip for the day for our health tips. The weather right now in the Northeast and most of the country is kind of variable. We're getting those warm days and the cooler nights now. Just remember, we have a lot of allergens. We're going to have the leaves starting to fall, the days getting shorter. Please make sure that if you go somewhere and it's cloudy out, and your dog is in your car, that you don't forget that when the sun comes out, the windows should go down or the air conditioning should stay on. You have to think about that. Just the other day, I was walking around, and it was a very, very dreary day. It was just rainy and not very pretty at all. And all of a sudden, the sun came out, and it got to be so hot and humid. And there was someone who had a dog in her car. Well, she ran out, fortunately, because she saw the sun come out. But it made me think about making sure that everybody out there thinks like a dog. And be aware that if your dog is in your car, even though you walk into a store for an hour and it's not nice out, and it's, you know, cool, the sun could come out with this variable weather. And your dog could overheat, so please be aware of that. So, thank you guys so very, very much for sharing this hour with me and with Wyatt. And please send in your listener questions to info@unitedk9professionals.com. Also, send in your best guess as to what you should do with the dog situation that we spoke of at the top of the hour. And please tune in next week, same time, to more tips on For the Love of Dogs.